behind, you know, next to me. You've got to have respect. It's a matter of having respect. It's a little more complicated because we've got all these iPhones and computers and all those kind of things that, you know, electronics that change your life. And
those electronics you mentioned, I guess, separate people. So they can't they can't partner and have those bodies react to each other in that closeness that we were talking about earlier. That human contact, I believe, is what
nothing like it. Nothing like it. Nothing like it.
Just keep dancing, right? Keep dancing.
That's good. Put on your radio and just go at it.
Yeah. We will. We will. Mr. Lavalot, this was fantastic. I want to thank you for spending this time with us. Los Angelinos will love this. The world will always appreciate hearing from you. I mean, this kind of just brought it back home. Yeah.
Well, it's one of that thing is just putting your arms around each other and just understand it's a different world we're living in now. And it can be a little trying, but I think a good hug is a good thing.
I agree wholeheartedly. How about you, Bryant?
Oh, yeah. Gotta keep hugging each other.
Hug it out.
And before we go,
we want to remind everyone that these stories may be found on our website at beforeyougo.tv.
Make sure you visit us at beforeyougo.tv.
There's no time like the present.
What a gift.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Tanita, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Vice President Harris is ensuring Russia will face serious consequences for its invasion of Ukraine. Speaking on NBC News, she said the U.S. sanctions against Russia are already having a real impact. Will Smith is resigning from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. His decision comes after the Academy began looking into possible disciplinary action against the actor following Sunday's Oscars. The average working American is taking home more money. As part of the latest federal jobs report, officials revealed average hourly earnings rose to $31.73 in March. That's a 13-cent increase. That's the latest. I'm Tanita from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
Need an accident attorney by your side? All you got to do is call the Accident Guys.
Injured in a car accident or at work? The Accident Guys can come to you almost anywhere, so you don't have to come to us. Se habla español.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking, okay?
Please.
Okay.
Oh, ladies first, ladies first.
Dominique DePrima, host of First Things First, weekday mornings. There are plenty of good reasons to listen to KBLA Talk 1580, but let me give you a dozen more.
Let's get intimate. I'm Dr. Deshauna Johnson.
She's Krista.
And she's Kiara.
And this is Donna Michi versus Everybody.
I'm Nicole Franklin. Welcome to Before You Go.
I'm Malina Abdullah, and you're listening to Black Lives Matters. This is not a drill.
Welcome back to Ariva Martin Out Loud.
This is Legal Lens with Angela Redoff-Wright.
I'm Cynthia Brooks, and you're listening to Urban Wellness Now.
It's The Backstory with Michelle Duffy.
Living in the Sweet Spot with Angelique Francis.
I'm Tasha. Welcome back to KBLA's Lyric Lounge.
Yo, yo, Lonnie Love and me, Angelique. Welcome to Cafe Mocha.
You heard this many brilliant black women hosting their own shows on talk radio. Never, never, never. Until now.
With the House,
reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my
fact,
time.
We've been shut out, but we persist. And if you're not tuning in, you're missing out.
You are no match for that black lady.
KBLA Talk 1580. Black women have a lot to talk about.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family, the urban family? Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580. 1580.
Good morning, KBLA family, and welcome to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, a life coach and addiction counselor, and we're here every Saturday morning to talk about those things that the urban family doesn't talk about quite enough. You know, we sometimes want to keep it to ourselves when the best place for it to be is in an open family discussion. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and we provide services and answers to your questions about it. We bring in qualified experts that have the knowledge, tools, coping skills for individuals and families to live their best life. Speaking of living your best life, Sister Nawili's word for the week is this. If the voice in your head is not building you up, release it because it's not yours. Our goal is to make sure when you get up early with Urban Family Focus that you catch that worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. So tell everybody you know to download that KBLA Talk 1580 app and listen to us anytime and anywhere. As you know, we've got a lot to talk about here at KBLA Talk 1580. And this month, the CDC has declared April Minority Health Month. So every Saturday in April, we're going to address the prevention, treatment, and triumph over cancer that disproportionately impacts our community. We're going to talk about colon cancer, leukemia, breast cancer, lung cancer, and prostate cancer. And as a part of our month-long Cancer in the Black Community series, this morning we're welcoming Dr. Zuri A. Morrell, a leading colorectal surgeon and specialist. Dr. Morrell is a board-certified colorectal and general surgeon with practices in Beverly Hills and Los Amigos. He's contributed to over 40 publication articles and books, and he spent 8 years as director of colorectal cancer program at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. So today, if you have a question or concern about colon cancer, rectal cancer, hemorrhoids, Crohn's disease, colitis, IBD treatment, or colonoscopies, you will get it answered right here at Urban Family Focus. Dr. Morrell, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Thank you so much, Reverend Gerald. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk to you today.
You know, Zuri, and I'm going to call you Zuri.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I've known you since, as they say, knee-high to a duck. I've known you your whole life. But I want you to take a minute just to tell our listeners about your journey to becoming one of the top colorectal experts in this country.
All right. Well, thank you so much once again. You know, sometimes I call you Uncle Gerald. Sometimes I call you Reverend Gerald. But, you know, I grew up here in Baldwin Hills. And, you know, I always like to tell the story that, you know, I wanted to be a superhero when I was a kid. But if you, you know, jump off the roof of your house a couple times and you can't fly, you break your arm maybe once or twice, you realize that there's got to be another way to be a superhero. And I thought it would be a best way to save life was to be a surgeon. That's the only kind of doctor I knew. Now, even though my family, there was no doctors in my family, both of my parents were social workers, you know, they helped people, especially us, mm-hmm. in a very special way. And I wanted to have that kind of impact also. As you know, my mom passed away from breast cancer about a month before I graduated medical school, and breast cancer was always a little too personal for me. But right. I decided to get into colorectal cancer because this is actually the most preventable cancer that there is.
All right.
And my goal is never to have to do a colorectal cancer surgery again.
All right. So it is preventable, like a lot of cancers are preventable. And speaking of that, Zuri, you know, we use the C word all the time.
Yes.
You know, but tell people, what is cancer? I mean, a lot of people probably have had it, dealt with it, but right. they don't know what it really is.
Right. So it's very interesting. I have a had a patient that after we operated on, 40 years old, and she made shirts. You guys may have seen them. It says, "Forget cancer. Cancer is stupid." Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's what cancer is. So cancer cells lose the ability to stop growing. That's what cancer is. Mm-hmm. So the reason that I'm 6'2 and not 8 feet tall is because mm-hmm. my cells knew when to stop growing.
Right.
Well, cancer is cells that don't know when to quit. So they keep growing, growing, growing. They outgrow blood supply, which is a lot of times why people bleed. They take all the nutrition and the energy from your body, mm-hmm. which is why a lot of people succumb to death, because they cannot, you can't fight infection if you have no energy, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And that's how cancer. So then colon cancer starts in the colon. Prostate starts in the prostate.
Right.
but they're all the same type of thing.
You know, I was talking with somebody recently about the show and, and what we were going to do this month. And when I mentioned next week's show, actually, which is about leukemia and cancer, whatever, they said their son had sickle cell.
Yes.
And they told me that sickle cell was a cancer. And I never identified it as such.
Right, right. And it's interesting because the sickle, so there's sickle cell trait, and then there's actually sickle cell disease. So the trait actually started as something protective because, as most of you know, malaria is the number one, well, mosquitoes are the number one killing animal in the world.
Is that
okay?
Right?
Okay. And malaria comes from mosquitoes. And malaria grows in your blood cells. Well, sickle trait, the cells are shaped in such a way that malaria can't exist there.
Gotcha.
So that's how it started. But when you have sickle cell disease, that's when it becomes a significant problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one of the things you mentioned in your intro was that you want to never have to do a surgery.
Yes.
And we do know that, that cancer is something that we can avoid if we do the right things.
Yes.
But, you know, there are people like myself, for example, you know, I've always been a good eater, you know, the vegan for a long time, vegetarian for a long time. And I try to not eat a whole bunch of greasy food and all the things you doctors tell us not to do.
Right, right, right.
But, you know, recently I had a colonoscopy and the guy noticed a couple of what they call polyps. They were okay, but, you know. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that prevention and the things that we're supposed to do and not supposed to do when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580. So those of you who have a question for Dr. Morrell, call us at 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. I'm Reverend Gerald. This is Urban Family Focus.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League and Parkside Economic Development Corporation are on a mission to close the wealth gap between Black and white households. BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program's virtual workshops, can help your family acquire, grow, maintain, and pass down legacy wealth. Learn from the experts about crypto essentials, wealth impacted by the unexpected, building real wealth with real estate, a healthy approach to wealth building, women handling business, retirement for personal success planning. Register for this free series that could change your financial future at laul.org/BWAARP. Your path to financial empowerment continues with BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, every second and fourth Wednesday in March, April, and May at 6 p.m. Register now at laul.org/BWAARP.
I love my hardwood floors, but I wasn't sure how to take care of them. Carrying around a bucket was such a hassle. And even worse, my string mop left streaks and haze behind. Then I found Swiffer Wetjet Wood, the all-in-one tool made specially for wood floors. Its microfiber-like pad is soft, and it sprays a light mist solution that dries fast. With Swiffer Wetjet Wood, it's easy to keep up with the mess on my wood floors. Even that mess.
Swiffer Wetjet Wood, proud member of the National Wood Floor Association.
And now it's Geico's Motorcycle Rules of the Road. Avoid biking in the rain and never touch another person's bike.
Hey guys, look at these bikes. So shiny. Whoops. I'm gonna leave a note. Oh gosh, there's more.
And the rule to saving on motorcycle insurance is, in 15 minutes, Geico could save you 15% or more.
Did you know running your dishwasher every night with Cascade Platinum actually saves water?
Saving water. Smarter with the dishwasher.
It's true. An Energy Star certified dishwasher with Cascade Platinum uses only 4 gallons of water per cycle, while a running sink uses that every 2 minutes. Every load saves water.
Saving water.
So do it every night. Run your dishwasher with Cascade Platinum, the surprising way to
save water.
Happy Friday, Baja.
That's Vanessa from the new movie, Fry Again. She lives in a cheesy time loop because
nacho fries never leave the menu.
Smart. Unfortunately,
she's violating the nacho fries limited timeline.
That's the villain. He's trying to kick Vanessa out of the time loop.
Say goodbye to Friday.
Can Vanessa evade the villain and eat nacho fries forever?
I'll never leave.
She thinks so. Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for hours and participation with shows.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. We're here today with Dr. Zuri Morrell, colorectal cancer specialist at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. And Dr. Morrell is here to talk about colon cancer and the other cancers that impact our digestive system. But, you know, the number one leading cancer amongst in our community, amongst black men, as far as the cause of death is concerned, is actually lung cancer. And that's followed by prostate cancer. And with black women, it's breast cancer, followed by lung cancer. But yeah, colorectal cancer is the third leading cause of death in our community. Right. And that's why we have Dr. Morrell here today to talk about some of the things we can do to prevent cancer. And one of the most important things you can do is to get screened and get checked regularly. But Dr. Morrell, I mentioned how, you know, I call myself a good eater, but still I have, you know, issues. I had a couple of polyps. I know the last time I went and had my prostate examination, my PSA was high.
Right.
So, you know, I'm doing what I think to be right. But tell people, you know, what they really should look for, what to do, how to do it, you know, in order to, because you can't necessarily prevent having symptoms and or even getting the disease, but there are things we can do to protect ourselves and make it a slim chance that it attacks you.
Yes, so it's very interesting that colorectal cancer, once again, as you said, third most most common cancer in men and women. Mm-hmm. However, when you put those together, it's the number two cause of cancer-related death in America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's interesting because I like to break it down into two groups of preventable, of things we can do and how we can affect colorectal cancer, okay? Mm-hmm. So there are a bucket of things that we can't do anything about, our age and race, okay? Mm-hmm. So for all people, colorectal cancer starts or is very high in people over the age of 50. Mm-hmm. Now, this is important to know. However, we've seen a 12-fold increase in millennials and young people getting colorectal cancer. We'll get into that a little bit.
Right.
So you can't really do anything about your age, not yet, and you can't do anything about your race. So as African Americans, we have a higher incidence, a higher prevalence, higher stage of diagnosis, and a higher death rate. Okay, now this sounds very, very depressing.
Right.
Okay, however, we know that these are things. There's reasons for these. Okay, now then, there's things that we can do to help prevent colorectal cancer. Number one is our family history. Okay, knowing our family history, we need to know. And I always say, I love to talk about this at the dinner table, okay? We not only need to know if there's colorectal cancer in the family, we need to know if there's a history of polyps in the family. That information may or may not save your life, but it will save your children's life and your generation's life. We have to be not afraid to talk about these things. And a lot of times we are. So what things can we change? Number one is decreasing our processed meat consumption. What's processed meat? Cold cuts. Bacon. Okay, now we all love a little bit of bacon. I have Jewish friends that eat bacon. I got Muslim friends that still eat bacon, okay, because of how we raised. But bacon is very processed. In addition, our red meat consumption. Why is that? I don't care if it's organic red meat. I don't care if it's free-range red meat. I don't care where you get it from. The way we break red meat down is into something called a nitrosamine, which basically helps to generate cancer. It's a procarcinogen, meaning if you eat enough, that in and of itself can cause or help to contribute to colorectal cancer. And I hate to tell us, but pork is not a white meat. Pork is also pork is also red meat. So limiting that consumption. Number two is, of course, smoking and those things. But something that your audience may not know, vitamin D deficiency. Vitamin D helps us to helps our immune system to fight all kinds of diseases and cancer. So guess what? Especially during COVID, a lot of us were inside. Now, the melanin in our skin is a beautiful thing. It helps protect us from the sun. However, the way we make vitamin D is the sun hits our skin, and it's basically made that way. Well, African Americans, we need to be out in the sun a little bit longer. Now, fruits and vegetables. A lot of times you hear that all the time, we need fruits, we need vegetables, but why? So if I can get in real quick about how the colon works, so when we eat food, we put it in our mouth, we chew it, we masticate it. The food goes down to our esophagus, to our stomach. Our stomach, as a lot of us know, has the acid, breaks up the food. All of absorption occurs after that in the small intestine, After it goes to the small intestine, then you get to the colon. Now, when I ask people what's the purpose of the colon, they often say to make poop. No, that's not the purpose of the colon. The colon's job is to reabsorb water. So How do we do that? Well, we have to consume a large amount of water, about at least 8 8-ounce glasses a day. Mm-hmm. But then we need fiber, because fiber, which is in fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. helps to hold water in the colon so that you can have a nice bowel movement, mm-hmm. which decreases the time mm-hmm. that carcinogens, because everything we eat has carcinogens, is in our colon.
Right.
And so that's why that's very important. One other thing that is amazing is that I told you the stats for African Americans. Mm-hmm. The countries with the lowest rate of colorectal cancer are Uganda and Nigeria. Now, there's hardly anything that separates an African American from a Caucasian, mm-hmm. let alone hardly anything, like nothing that separates an African American from an African. Mm-hmm. Why don't they have colorectal cancer there? Okay. Well, they eat a – so I do medical mission work in Uganda.
Right.
There's barely any red meat consumption there. And if you have red meat there, it's so fresh, nobody here would like it. I'll mm-hmm. be honest with you. Yeah. It's too fresh, right? Right. Okay. I mean, because a lot of reasons we like that is mm-hmm. because of the salt and additives.
Right.
Number two, it's a very physically fit society, a lot of outdoor work. Mm-hmm. And so there's hardly any obesity. Obesity in this country is probably one of the main factors mm-hmm. that leads to colorectal cancer, mm-hmm. especially in our youth now.
Right.
Okay. Why? Why does that happen? Obesity is a pro-inflammatory condition, meaning that your body fights itself. Mm-hmm. If your body's fighting yourself and your white blood cells don't work appropriately because of obesity, then you can't fight the cancer that enters our body.
Right.
So that's a huge reason. So the good news is all of those things I mentioned, you have the power to do something about. Mm-hmm. And one of the most powerful tools we have is a colonoscopy.
Right.
I love to tell people a colonoscopy is not done to find cancer. It's the only test a man or a woman can have that prevents cancer. Right. And you alluded to it earlier.
Right.
You know, as a physician, we make you get all these kind of tests. Mm-hmm. We make you get x-rays. We make you do blood work. All those tests are to diagnose. My mother had a mammogram, which found cancer.
Right.
Colonoscopies, you find polyps. Polyps, all colon cancer, colorectal cancer, mm-hmm. 99.9%, start as these little growths called polyps. Polyps are precancer, meaning that the cells are starting to change because of not only because of what we put in our bodies, but because of sometimes genetic predisposition, mm-hmm. family history, which we need to know. OK, and those are little growths that are removed when you do a colonoscopy. And that's why that tool is so important. And that's why we have to be the ones who advocate for at least that test at some point. Now, there's other tests you can do.
Right.
And, you know, I work with the American Cancer Society often, and there's other tests you can do that are stool tests.
Right.
However, and those are great for finding cancer, okay? Mm-hmm. Those are great for finding cancer. Basically, if the stool test is positive, then you need to do a colonoscopy. However, those tests don't prevent cancer.
Exactly.
So ideally, it's a colonoscopy, but we like to say that the best test is the one you get. Okay? The best test is the one you get. Mm-hmm. But remember, you guys, we all pay a lot of money for health insurance. We have a lot of Obamacare. Obamacare is actually credited with decreasing our increased incidence. So usually for years, we've gone up, up, up in incidence. Mm-hmm. The last 4 years, we've leveled off. Okay. And that is due, we think, to Obamacare.
Because people are now getting checked.
Exactly.
Dr. Morrell, we do have a caller I want to try to get to. We have Reverend Lisa Meggs on line one.
Yes.
Reverend Lisa, welcome to Urban Family Focus. You have a question for Dr. Morrell?
Yes. Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Morrell. Good morning, Reverend Gerald. Good morning to the staff and all of our listeners. I was diagnosed first with ulceritis colitis.
Yes.
When I was like 12. Suffered with it for about 30 years. Had about 18 feet of intestines cut out. So over the last 20 years, I've been good. I don't eat a lot of red meat. I kind of started because I got the taste for it. But what I wanted to ask when I first was diagnosed, because then they eventually diagnosed me with Crohn's disease. Mm-hmm. So I know you have diverticulitis, a lot of the IBD, ulceritis, colitis, and Crohn's. What's the difference between the two? And I think you did answer one of my questions about whether it's hereditary. Now, you know, back then people didn't really talk about it. But like you said, we need to have the conversation at the dinner table. So I wanted to know the difference between ulceritis colitis and Crohn's disease.
So that's a fantastic question. And actually, you know, I did a lot of of research and published on that disease, especially on how to do the surgery for ulcerative colitis. So it's really interesting, and you said that you suffered with it a long time. They used to think that black people couldn't get ulcerative colitis. It took us about 10 to 11 years for us to get diagnosed with this disease. We learned a lot of this about this disease from the Jewish population, the Ashkenazi Jewish population. One of the reasons Cedars-Sinai is one of the number one ulcerative colitis places in the world is because it worked a lot with that population. A lot of the medications that are used for that were discovered there. So ulcerative colitis is inflammation of just the colon, okay? And what happens is that it's basically an autoimmune disease. The body attacks the colon. And luckily, it can be cured. It's cured from doing a colectomy. We basically remove the colon and the rectum, and we create a new rectum out of small intestine, and we're able to do that so that patients live as close to a normal life as possible. Now, Crohn's disease affects anywhere from the mouth to the anus. Unfortunately, there's no cure for Crohn's disease. There's actually a lot of medications, and new ones are coming out every couple of years. And basically, it causes transmural, which means that the whole wall of the small intestine or the bowel or the esophagus can be affected. And while there's no cure, sometimes there's complications that require surgery, such as stenosis and fistulas, which are connections of between bowel to bowel, bowel to skin. And that's the major difference. The highest increase in population of this disease is actually African-Americans and Latinos. Now, we think that could be because of better access to healthcare, and now we know that that should be on the forefront of every doctor's mind, no matter the race of the person. If you come in with bleeding, rectal bleeding, a large amount, if you come in with abdominal pain, things of that nature, those are things that have to have a colonoscopy to be either ruled out or ruled in. And that's the major difference between the two diseases. But ulcerative colitis can be cured. Now, what it sounds like you have is there's kind of a group in the middle. There's like a Crohn's colitis that looks like ulcerative colitis. And sometimes those patients can actually convert from ulcerative colitis to Crohn's. So if you have any one of those diseases, especially ulcerative colitis, you shouldn't take medicines like aspirin, ibuprofen, things of that nature, because there is an increased risk of conversion from ulcerative colitis to Crohn's. The good news is, once again, that there are a lot of medications that are being used now and that are being developed to help prevent Crohn's disease from requiring somebody like me, a surgeon, to help treat it. But God bless you, because when you had it, a lot of times, and I bet it took you or took doctors a long time to diagnose you because it wasn't on the forefront of a lot of our minds. Is that true?
Absolutely right. That's true. That's true. It took them a long time, and they made me a study with UCLA students where they were talking about it because they didn't see it in young black people, especially a young black girl.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it did take them a while.
Exactly. And so now, you know, it's more common, but I think it's always been common.
Yeah.
We just didn't know it.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And it's wonderful. I remember the several times you used to come to the church and bless us with health information. So thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you.
All have a blessed rest of the day.
Thank you, Reverend Lisa, for that great question. Yeah. And as we know, Dr. Morrell, you know, the screening is the key to anything, not just colon cancer, but any type of cancer. Going to the doctor on a regular basis, getting your blood test, you know, and taking it seriously, taking the time to sit down and actually review everything. I know when I look at mine, I see, you know, vitamin D, iron, certain things might be a little deficient or a little number may be high in some area. And a lot of times we look at those tests and the doctor says everything's okay, and we just go on about our day and our business. But I want to encourage people to, when you get a blood test, when you do any kind of test, take it serious. Sit down and talk with the doctor.
Yes.
Why is my iron low? Why is, you know, this high? You know, why have I had a high PSA for 3 years, but yet my biopsies are negative?
Right.
You know, give me some answers. And sometimes the doctor may not have them, but, you know, you can continue to seek them and continue to ask questions and be proactive.
Yeah, so you should be, I mean, the aside from colorectal cancer, I really, and I don't preach, but it's the most important thing to be your own healthcare advocate, okay? Like a lot of times, you know, our stereotype is aggression.
Right.
100% not true. That's one of the most false stereotypes when it comes to us.
Yeah.
When I first started practicing, I my black patients, I can say anything. I can tell them anything. They would say yes, but there's no conversation.
Yeah.
And my other patients, when I started, they would have lists of papers. They would ask me a ton of questions to the point where I remember thinking when I started, well, is it because I'm young? Is it because I'm black? Like, mm-hmm. are people questioning me? But no, that's a mm-hmm. cultural thing. So we have to be prepared for our doctor's appointments. And that doesn't mean when you go into the doctor, you know, arguing with the doctor, but that means being a team.
Right.
You need to have a doctor that you trust, and you need to have a doctor that you can have a conversation with. And you need to be prepared for the doctor's appointments. I always tell people, you should always come in, and even if you're not sure what you want to ask, you should have a piece of paper, okay? You have a piece of paper, you sit down. When you we see that, we'll sit down with you. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's very, very important. Know your labs. Know your history so that when you have a doctor's appointment, you're prepared to get what you need and to give the doctor what you need, and the doctor will know that you take your health seriously.
Absolutely. That's very, very important. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Zuri Morell, specifically about colon cancer, but if you have any question about anything that's medically related, he'll answer your question. KBLA 1580 Talk 1580. This is Reverend Gerald. You're listening to Urban Family Focus.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Tanita, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The judge in the federal fraud case involving Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby has called a conference for next week to talk about delays in the trial. Mosby, who is black, is charged with fraud on two mortgage applications and falsely declaring a COVID hardship. The Academy is accepting Will Smith's resignation, but says the actor may still face more consequences. Smith resigned from the Academy Friday after slapping comedian Chris Rock at the Oscars for a joke Rock made about his wife. A Staten Island judge is striking down New York City's mask mandate for toddlers. So for now, children ages 2 through 4 do not have to mask up. But New York City's Mayor Eric Adams says the city will appeal the decision. That's the latest. I'm Tanita from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
Need an accident attorney by your side? All you got to do is call the Accident Guys.
Injured in a car accident or at work? The Accident Guys can come to you almost anywhere, so you don't have to come to us. Se habla español.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking. Okay?
Please.
Okay.
Ladies first, ladies first.
Hi, I'm Dominique DePrima, host of First Things First, weekday mornings. There are plenty of good reasons to listen to KBLA Talk 1580, but let me give you a dozen more.
Let's get intimate. I'm Dr. Deshauna Johnson.
She's Krista.
And she's Kiara.
And this is Donna Michi versus everybody.
I'm Nicole Franklin. Welcome to Before You Go.
I'm Malina Abdullah, and you're listening to Black Lives Matters. This is not a drill.
Welcome back to Areva Martin Out Loud.
This is Legal Lens with Angela Redoff Wright.
I'm Cynthia Brooks, and you're listening to Urban Wellness Now.
It's The Backstory with Miche Duffy.
Living in the Sweet Spot with Angelique Francis.
I'm Tasha. Welcome back to KBLA's Lyric Lounge.
Yo, yo, Lonnie Love and me, Angelique. Welcome to Cafe Mocha.
Since when have you heard this many brilliant black women hosting their own shows on talk radio? Never.
Never. Never.
Until now.
With the house.
Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time.
We've been shut out, but we persist. And if you're not tuning in, you're missing out.
You're on the match for that black lady.
KBLA Talk 1580. 1580. Black women have a lot to talk about.
Hi, it's me, Gia Peppers. Tune in to More Than That live this weekend or wherever you listen to podcasts. This week, I'm talking to journalist Jemele Hill and WNBA player Angel McCautry for a powerful conversation about equity in women's sports. This episode of More Than That is sponsored by Buick. Learn more about how they're increasing visibility for women athletes at Buick.com/seeher greatness.
The majority of locker rooms I walked into, I was the only something. Either I was the only woman, the only black person, or the only black woman. I was going to be one of those three, or all three at the same time. And I was too stubborn to change who I was to fit into what they wanted. They were just going to get it how they got it. And if you don't like it, you will learn to like it. The thing is, women, we were born with this idea or came into this world knowing we always had to fight for respect. Always. Like, everything was going to be a fight. So that's why when you see the WNBA players organizing so efficiently, the reason that they're on point is because they used to this fight. This ain't nothing to them. I don't know what came first, the chicken or the egg. Did the women just force people to evolve, or did the evolution happen and the women said, no, we're going to push it even further? But either way, I think we're at a beautiful crossroads where women are very comfortable demanding what they're worth and what they've earned.
Knowing some of the difference in sports, why do you think women still continue to show up and play the game in the way that you all do?
It's probably one answer to that question, the love of the game. And here's another thing. I always told somebody, come watch a game. I think once you get to know our stories, you will fall in love with us in our league.
And buy the tickets and go to the game.
If you don't like it, I'll refund your ticket. I haven't had to refund a ticket yet.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. Minority AIDS Project is a California nonprofit organization that provides educational and other HIV/AIDS-related support services free of charge to eligible individuals regardless of age, gender, ethnicity, culture, language, or circumstances, with a primary focus on the African American and Latino communities in Central and South Central Los Angeles. Minority AIDS Project is the first community-based HIV/AIDS organization established and managed by people of color. It was founded by Archbishop Carl Bean and the Unity Fellowship Church of Christ in 1985 and has been serving South LA ever since. To make a donation or access services, call 323-936-4949. That's 323-936-4949 or visit MinorityAIDSProject.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
The state of California's new program is helping eligible homeowners get caught up by covering past due costs. The California Mortgage Relief Program has funding to keep you and your family in your home. This is money you never have to pay back. Learn more, check your eligibility, and apply at camortgagerelief.com. That's camortgagerelief.com. Or call 1-888-840-2594. 1-888-840-2594. Brought to you by the Cal HFA Homeowner Relief Corporation.
I love my hardwood floors, but I wasn't sure how to take care of them. Carrying around a bucket was such a hassle. And even worse, my string mop left streaks and haze behind. Then I found Swiffer WetJet Wood, the all-in-one tool made specially for wood floors. Its microfiber-like pad is soft, and it sprays a light mist solution that dries fast. With Swiffer WetJet Wood, it's easy to keep up with the mess on my wood floors. Even that mess.
Swiffer WetJet Wood, proud member of the National Wood Floor Association.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, addiction counselor and life coach. We're here this morning with Dr. Zuri Morrell, colorectal cancer specialist at Cedars-Sinai. We've been having a good conversation about this particular cancer and others and prevention and what to eat and things of that nature. And we had a call come in, and he didn't want to stay on the line. But Dr. Morrell, his question was, what's the difference between polyps, which you talked about, and hemorrhoids, which is something that I know when we get older, many people face.
Right. Older and younger. So especially in this country. So a polyp is something that grows in the colon, and that's precancerous, meaning that if you leave a polyp in long enough, it will become a cancer. Hemorrhoids are actually lower down. It's right at our anal area. And hemorrhoids actually have a function. We all have hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids are about 5% of the reason we don't defecate in ourselves. Okay. However, if you know you have them or you feel them, that's when they're a problem. They're the number one cause of painless bleeding, okay, painless rectal bleeding. Mm-hmm. They can cause pain. They can also cause itching and things of that nature. However, it's important to know that if you're having rectal bleeding, you can't just assume that it's hemorrhoids, okay? Mm-hmm. It's important to get treatment. You can go buy the over-the-counter remedies for that. But if you continue to have bleeding over the course of 3 weeks to a month, you still need to see a specialist or a physician to be evaluated to make sure it's nothing else that is more serious.
Yeah. Well, you know, this conversation that we're having about colorectal cancer, I mean, it's a very intimate conversation.
Yes.
And that may be one of the reasons why it's not discussed at the dinner table, as we said earlier. But it is important, you know, that we talk about these things and get an understanding because, you know, as you know, diet is key. I often say, I'm not a doctor, but I often say if something goes wrong with your body, a lot of times it's a direct result of what you do or do not put in it.
That's very true.
And so, you know, when we talk about, you know, food and which is the biggest addiction that we all have is the food that we like. How do we, you know, I know for me and for many people, you know, I lived a long time thinking that, you know, if you went to the restroom once a day and, you know, you had a decent bowel movement once a day, that you were normal. You were doing what you're supposed to do. But after I got a little bit more health conscious and started reading, I read things like you're supposed to use the restroom every time you eat. This means if you're eating three meals a day, you may have three bowel movements a day. And I, you know, you hear stories about the volume that's built up in our system. Can you speak to that? You know, I'm, like I say, I'm not a doctor from a more intelligent, direct point and let people know what is it that you're supposed to, what's normal, what's natural, and how does it vary from culture to culture?
So that's a great question. So the issue is that it kind of depends on how you've always been. So we look at changes in our defecation, okay, as one of the indications of possibly colorectal cancer, okay? Mm-hmm. Meaning that if you go every day, every 2 days, and then you start going every 8 days, okay, that's a problem. In terms of just being normal, okay, what's being normal? Well, I'll tell you that that does depend on culture, and that depends on the fiber we eat. Almost every person in America is constipated, whether you feel it or not, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the textbook definition of constipated is like one bowel movement every 5 days. However, okay, when you look at certain cultures, I love to bring up Uganda. Mm-hmm. The first study that was ever done, and this was in like 1908 to 1930, there was a Irish doctor on a British ship that was stationed in Uganda. And this person, I love to say, Paul Burkitt was the most scientific person ever because he did a study I would never want to do. Mm-hmm. He had Ugandans measure their stool volumes and realized that a Ugandan had 450 grams of a soft stool every 3 days. He then looked at the British sailors and found that they had 100 grams of a hard stool every 7 days. Mm-hmm. And so that's really the key right there. Is why. And the key is fiber, fiber, fiber. Okay. Now, when I say fiber, people often think about their grandmothers, Metamucil and Citracil, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, the way you can get fiber, and it's important leading to obesity, and we'll talk about why, is berries. As you know, you heard me say this all the time. Blackberries, blueberries, raspberries have between 5.5 and 7.5 grams of fiber per cup. Right. How much do we need? We need at least 25 grams of fiber a day to have our system working like clockwork, right. Okay? Now, you do that, and some people with that may have 2 to 3 bowel movements a day. Mm-hmm. Some people may have one complete bowel movement a day, but that's what's really important. We should have one of the ways I tell you, and I always say a quick and dirty method to determine what your colonic transit time is.
Right.
That's, and I do use the pun dirty on purpose, okay?
Right.
If everybody would eat a plate of beets, okay, I want you to eat a plate of beets, okay? From the time you eat that to the time that you defecate and you want to call somebody like me because you think you're bleeding, okay, because the stool will be red, that should be about 24 to 30 hours, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, if it's longer than that, that's how you know your system is not working optimally, okay? And when your system's not working optimally, that's what puts you at a higher risk for colorectal cancer. Now, every morning, and my daughters, if they were listening, I think, you know, one of them's up, but I don't know if they're listening right now. But they've heard this many times. And they actually make me smoothies, and I make them a smoothie. I take 2 cups of those berries I just mentioned, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, put a cup of almond milk. I like almond milk because it's only 30 calories, okay?
Right.
I put ice in there, maybe a little protein powder. That gives me 14 to 15 grams of fiber a day. But guess what? If you do that, you're not eating a lot because fiber also helps you feel full, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're diabetic or not, berries have a low glycemic index, which means that most of their sugars are actually fiber, okay? Now, this is something we all can do to make us have a healthier system. And guess what? I know fresh berries are very expensive. However, frozen berries work also.
Right.
And so those are something things that you can take an action to help help your body run better and help to decrease colorectal cancer. It may not help you if you start at this age. Mm-hmm. It'll help you have your system run better. But guess what? It'll help your kids, because that's really why we talk about this at the dinner table, is that the things that we do to prevent colorectal cancer is a familial – It's something that we do for our families. When people come in and I say you need a colonoscopy, the age of a screening colonoscopy is supposed to be age 45. Mm-hmm. Screening means you have no symptoms, okay? You feel great. Mm-hmm. You don't have no changes in bowel habits. You don't have any family history. You get your screening at 45. If you have any of those things, a history of polyps, if you have a history of colon cancer in your family, which is only about 8%, mm-hmm. okay? If you have a history of ulcerative colitis, you need your colonoscopy sooner. So that's number one. That's very important. But the reason you get it, I have people come in all the time and they say, Doc, I don't want a colonoscopy. I say, well, do you, and they say this to male, because a lot of times it's males because we're not used to these invasive exams. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have two daughters. And let me tell you, those exams start early for these young ladies. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I'll tell somebody, well, do you love your wife? Mm-hmm. And, or do you love your significant other? And they say, yeah, but if I die, they'll be fine without me. I say, well, do you love your kids? And they say, well, Doc, what does that have to do with my kids? I say, well, guess what? If you have polyps, your kids would get a colonoscopy sooner, okay? Insurance will pay for it. Mm-hmm. And guess what? You can save your generation, because they may have polyps, and you will take those out before it becomes a cancer.
Yeah, it's amazing. Not amazing, but it's one of the things that I've been in conversations with people about over the years, about our community and our hesitation to want to have certain exams. You know, they say, you know, colonoscopy is considered, you know, an invasive exam. But in today's modern medicine, most people, and I can speak from experience, you don't know you had one.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You know, you go in, next day you know you sleep, and the next day you know you're waking up and it's all over.
Yes.
So it's not invasive. There's no pain. There's no, you know, like I was talking to a brother yesterday, you know, we were talking about prostate cancer.
Yes.
Same thing. Man, you know, I don't want a doctor doing it. I said, come on, guys.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, we got to get over this stuff and do what we need to do to take care of ourselves.
Well, you know, I will say Chadwick Boseman, you know, is a super, he was a great actor. Mm-hmm. And play a lot of superheroes, but he's been a superhero in death. Mm-hmm. Because I've never had more younger African-American men come in of their own volition to get a colonoscopy, okay? You know, it's just very important. I've seen more and more polyps in younger people, okay? And like I was saying, there's been a 12-fold increase in colorectal cancer amongst people who are millennials. Now, let me tell you something interesting. 66 to 75% of millennials will be obese, okay? Not overweight, obese by the age of 40. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want that to sink in. Right now, 3 out of 5 kids are overweight, okay? That is the number one risk factor for that population. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, that I give a whole talk to kids about the fire hot Cheetos diet. You know, when I ask people what a Cheeto is it a potato? Is it corn? Mm-hmm. Right? It's processed. Okay, that's the whole thing, is that it's almost made in a lab. Okay, these processed foods can lead to colorectal cancer.
Dr. Brewer, we're going to talk a little bit more about this food thing, because as I said, what you put in is the result of what comes out and what you usually end up with. You're listening to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald. When we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Zuri Morrell on colon cancer.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
A Yale professor traces the history of racism in public health. Myesha Cairo here with your K-Black Minute News, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. Dr. Carolyn Roberts reported to the Reparations Task Force both verbal and visual accounts of horrific experiences Africans face during the transatlantic slave trade, with the purpose of citing the beginning of the broken relationship between African Americans and the U.S. healthcare system. Full of racial biases, contrasting medical treatment, race-based medicine, and exploitation. The transatlantic slave trade was the largest forced oceanic migration ever, She states the medicine on board slave ships included invasive and forced procedures, and subjects were drugged, whipped, and abused if they did not comply, with the assumption that they had the capacity to withstand extreme pain. Roberts believes this is the root of systemic issues we see today in healthcare.
I love my hardwood floors, but I wasn't sure how to take care of them. Carrying around a bucket was such a hassle. And even worse, my string mop left streaks and haze behind. Then I found Swiffer Wet Jet Wood, the all-in-one tool made specially for wood floors. Its microfiber-like pad is soft, and it sprays a light mist solution that dries fast. With Swiffer Wet Jet Wood, it's easy to keep up with the mess on my wood floors. Even that mess.
Swiffer Wet Jet Wood, proud member of the National Wood Floor Association.
And now it's Geico's Motorcycle Rules of the Road. Avoid biking in the rain and never touch another person's bike.
Hey guys, look at these bikes. So shiny. Whoops. I'm gonna leave a note. Oh gosh, there's more.
And the rule to saving on motorcycle insurance is, in 15 minutes, Geico could save you 15% or more.
Dad, seriously, this is not real. Everything is broken down around here. First, the toilet is leaking, and now I'm pretty sure the air is not getting cold. It's hot. Dad, are you listening to me?
Hey, it's Derek with E1 Mortgage. When it rains, it pours. My team and I are here to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity so you can get the cash you need to handle those repairs. So get on the phone and call E1 Mortgage at 310-507-0992. Whether you're a homeowner looking to tackle home repairs or just looking to pay off that nasty credit card debt, call our team today at E1 Mortgage, 310-507-0992. Again, that's 310-507-0992. Because let's face it, if you don't, you won't stop hearing,
Dad!
Get the mortgage you deserve with E1 Mortgage.
KBLA is number 1944450.
Amplifying progressive voices. We're KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. We're speaking today with Dr. Zuri Morrell, former chief of colorectal surgery programs at Cedars-Sinai. And before we went to break, we were talking about diet, but and we're going to continue that conversation. But before we do, I want to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. And in honor of National Minority Health Month, Urban Family Focus is going to be discussing all month long cancer in the Black community. And we're featuring some of our top medical professionals in their field the whole month of April. We're going to talk about the prevention, the treatment, and triumph over the C word. So I want you all to join us every Saturday. And next Saturday, we're going to have a conversation with Dr. Leo Orr, who's a hematologist and oncologist. And we're going to talk about leukemia and some of the things that affect the blood. So for more information about the Los Angeles Urban League's programs, log on to laul.org. Dr. Morrell, before we went to break, you were talking about diet and obesity amongst our millennials. And, you know, it's something that we really need to take seriously. It's almost like we're comfortable with the fact. But when you look around at certain the millennial generation, in particular, that I call the fast food generation, because no matter what you put in your body, if your body can't synthesize it, if it can't digest it totally, it's going to turn into waste and cause some problems. And I was looking at the American Cancer Society's website in preparation for you today.
Yes.
And I saw some statistics that kind of boggled my mind. And that is, number one, we're talking about African Americans.
Yes.
Only 10% of African Americans eat 3 servings of vegetables per day.
Yes.
Only 10%. The other one that blew my mind was 42% of us have a fast food meal daily.
Yes.
Almost half of our populations are not just eating fast food, but eating it every single day.
Yes. And, you know, that's a big problem. And, you know, it's multifaceted. When I was a kid, it was actually cheaper to eat a home-cooked meal than it was for fast food. Mm-hmm. But now it's actually cheaper to eat fast food. And I understand you pick your kids up late from school. You drive it home. The kids see a fast food restaurant. It actually smells great. Mm-hmm. It smells good. Your kids say,
tastes good too.
It tastes good. I'm hungry. You maybe you don't want to cook and you get the fast food. But that actually is killing us now. And the reason it is once again, the process. You know, there's a new study that came out about what is housed, what the burger comes in. The plastic that the burger comes in order to prevent grease from spilling has higher levels of a carcinogen in the packaging than the government recommends. Okay. So I don't want to say that you should never, ever do it. Okay. Well, actually, I kind of do want to say that, but that's impossible. Okay. Or it's almost impossible for a lot of us. However, you really need to do on the back end, you really need to try to make sure that you get your servings of vegetables. Mm-hmm. Once again, the reason you need that is the fiber that is in them. And also, you know, when we were talking about berries earlier, we're learning more and more about something called phytonutrients. There's actually not chemicals, but there's actually things in the skin of fruit that can actually help to prevent multiple cancers. Mm-hmm. And once again, that's why when I say there's 150,000 people who die from colorectal cancer, but yet how come I'm so positive? The reason I'm so positive is because most of the factors that cause it, we can do something about. And that's the power, you guys, is that we can do something about. And I know it's hard. I know sometimes it can be challenging, especially economically. But there are ways nowadays that we can put things in our bodies that maybe aren't as cheap as some of this fast food, but it is healthier in the long run. You can't just look monetarily. We got to look at our overall health and our generational health. And remember, sometimes I think about it, I'm not eating just for me. I need to have my kids watch what I put in my bodies.
Right.
Because it's not even about what we say.
It's about what we do. Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I mean, we live in a food desert.
Yes.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that and close things out when we come forward here on Urban Family Focus with Dr. Zuri Morell.
You're listening to the all-new Weekend Lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
The Los Angeles Urban League and Parkside Economic Development Corporation are on a mission to close the wealth gap between black and white households. BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program's virtual workshops, can help your family acquire, grow, maintain, and pass down legacy wealth. Learn from the experts about crypto essentials, wealth impacted by the unexpected, building real wealth with real estate, a healthy approach to wealth building, women handling business, retirement for personal success planning. Register for this free series that could change your financial future at laul.org/BWAARP. Your path to financial empowerment continues with BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, every second and fourth Wednesday in March, April, and May at 6 p.m. Register now at laul.org/BWAARP.
Hi, I'm Nicole Franklin.
And I'm Bryant Monte.
We're the host of the radio series Before You Go.
Yes, Before You Go, because there's no time like the present to talk to our guests.
Our 100-year-old guests.
What a gift.
We have 80 and 90-year-olds too, but the older the better, right, Bryant?
Oh, yes, and such amazing history.
We've got history on record.
History corrected.
Lots of smiles and I'd say some redemption as we unearth some deep, dark secrets.
Like politics, race, music.
Baseball.
From sports to the silver screen.
From our 100-year-old guests.
So join us for a rewind in time.
Tune into our podcast on the KBLA 1580 app.
And listen live Fridays at 5 a.m.
And weekend mornings at 6 a.m.
on KBLA Talk 1580.
Weekdays.
Weekends.
We've got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. We're here with Dr. Zuri Morell. We've been having a very interesting, deep conversation. We've been talking SHIT today.
Yes.
So, Dr. Morell, I want to thank you for joining us. And you're you know, one of the guys in our community that's been very prominent and outspoken about these things.
Yes.
And we live in this fast food desert. Not a lot to eat. And there may not be a lot of people like yourself. So what are some of the biases that we face as African-Americans and why some of this isn't our fault?
Right. So it's very important. You know, I talked about the diet and everything with us, but once again, it's not all our fault. There's a lot of unconscious bias in the healthcare, okay? And, you know, right now I'm the head of the Physicians Task Force on that for Cedars-Sinai. And the thing that's really important to know is that you don't necessarily have to have a doctor that looks like you, but you do have to have a doctor that understands you. Okay, and what does that mean? That means one, once again, that you can talk to, that you can have a partnership with. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of studies that show, perfect example, that the age for colonoscopies for African Americans 10 years ago was 45. They did a survey of gastroenterologists and found that only 26% knew that after 5 years. Mm-hmm. And of the 26% that knew that, 85% were African-American GI doctors, okay? So that's something that shows you a lot of times that you have to have somebody that understands your risk factors, okay? Mm-hmm. And somebody who you can partner with. And now with the internet, you guys, really there is no excuse for us not to be a little prepared about your appointments. Now, doctors hate Dr. Google, but you know what? It does give you some kind of background. Now, I want to say that I know this is a lot of information. There's so much more. Obviously, I love to talk, and there's so much more to talk about. But if you go to my website, lacolonrectalsurgeon.com, lacolonrectalsurgeon.com, I have a vast amount of educational materials there because my goal, once again, is to make sure that this disease does not happen at some point in my life. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Morrell, for being with us today. This has been a great conversation. I hope the listeners out there picked up some information that will help them prevent colon cancer in their family. It could be genetic. It could be food. It could be a lot of different things. So get those screenings. Stay on top of it. Get a doctor that knows you, looks like you if possible, and make sure we take care of ourselves. So next week we'll be talking about leukemia. This is Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald. Black Lives Matter is next.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Tanita, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The judge in the federal fraud case involving Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby has called a conference for next week to talk about delays in the trial. Mosby, who is Black, is charged with fraud on two mortgage applications and falsely declaring a COVID hardship. The Academy is accepting Will Smith's resignation, but says the actor may still face more consequences. Smith resigned from the Academy Friday after slapping comedian Chris Rock at the Oscars for a joke Rock made about his wife. A Staten Island judge is striking down New York City's mask mandate for toddlers. So for now, children ages 2 through 4 do not have to mask up. But New York City's Mayor Eric Adams says the city will appeal the decision. That's the latest. I'm Tanita from your 24/7 news source,